SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
你听紧嘅系 SBS 电台广东话节目。
好欢迎各位收听文化360。假如我哋系写一篇嘅文字，不论系写喺实体嘅纸张上面，又或者系写喺手机啊、电脑上面都好咧，得到嘅反应好好噃。唔系单单咧，俾个 like 你，又或者咧俾个 emoji 啊，系只手指公赞赏你，而系直情啊话你嘅文字啊系一字千金啊！一字千金真系一个好高嘅赞誉嚟噶，令我谂起咧其他相类似嘅词语，譬如字字珠玑、掷地有声，又或者妙不生花等等啦。不过，总系觉得好似一字千金份量重啲㗎喎，一隻字都值一千金㗎喎，咁究竟佢背后有冇典故呢？来龙去脉又系点嘅呢？讲到一字千金，就必须要提一个人物啦。呢、这个人物对于中国古代历史嘅发展有举足轻重嘅地位㗎。佢就系吕不韦啦。假若冇吕不韦，可能就冇秦始皇，冇秦始皇历史就完全改写啦。咁吕不韦本身呢系战国时候嘅人，佢系魏国牧羊人，几时出生呢就唔知道，只系知道佢呢系喺秦始皇十二年，即系公元前235年，大概佢60岁左右嘅时候去世嘅。佢系一个生意人。咁呢个商人呢就一向啊喺杨迪嘅地方嗰度呢做生意，而且算系一个富有嘅商人。有一次吕不韦经商就去到赵国嘅首都邯郸，喺嗰度呢佢结识到啊秦国派去赵国嘅一个人质噃。呢、这个人质就系秦公子，叫做子楚，佢原名呢就叫做异人嘅，呢、这个异呢就系奇异嘅异，人就系人类嘅人啦。子楚呢佢本身系秦昭王第二个仔安国君嘅仔嚟㗎，佢都算系一个皇孙嚟㗎，咁高嘅身份点解又会派到去第二个国家度做人质嘅呢？呢一点又同春秋战国嘅时候有一个好特殊嘅制度有关嘅，就叫做人质制度。我哋都知啦，春秋战国尤其是喺战国时候啊，各个诸侯国之间话系彼此攻伐，有战争，又或者呢要互相结盟嚟到呢抵抗其他嘅诸侯国嘅。咁于是乎呢佢哋就要交换人质，从而得到对方的信任，所以他们交换的人质不是普通的人物，不是啲阿猪阿狗啊，一系呢就是国君的仔，一系呢啲有影响力的贵族，总之呢就是保证啊是会承诺大家的协议的。被派出去做人质，待遇都唔方好得去边啦，他们的行动是受到呢是限制或者是监视，甚至可以是有生命危险的，不过呢通常都不会咁随便呢就杀一个人质，因为可能激怒对方，引起的后果就更加严重。秦公子子楚被派出去做人质，就因为呢他根本在自己秦国呢个地位都是好一般的啫。 秦昭王42年，即是公元前265年，子楚的父亲安国君就被立为太子。安国君呢就立了他最宠爱的姬妾就为正夫人，称之为华阳夫人的。安国君有20多个仔的，但是华阳夫人自己本身呢就没有仔的。子楚是那20多个仔的其中一个，又不是最大又不是最小的那个，所以他的地位就不是说那么高，而且他的母亲夏姬呢根本也都不受到宠爱的。
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
子楚被派到去赵国做人质，但是秦国又曾经好多次去攻打赵国，所以赵国呢就好轻视子楚。再加上呢秦王即是他祖父以及他父亲安国君都对他漠不关心，只是给好少的费用他。因此子楚他的生活是好拮据的，真的令他非常苦恼的。吕不韦知道子楚的处境之后呢，就认为这个是大好机会啊，认为是一个可以利用的奇货啊。吕不韦到底真是一个商人啊，见到啲咁嘅环境咁嘅人物，就自然呢就当佢哋都系啲货品。而家话佢哋系奇货呢，就即系话呢系一啲好稀有好珍贵的货品，若果将他们囤积起上来，等到高价的时候才卖出的话，那就可以大赚一笔了。那现在子楚的处境又怎样令到吕不韦觉得奇货可居呢？吕不韦走去见子楚，还对子楚这样说，他说我可以光大你的门户的。子楚听完之后就说，唉，你们的生意人光大自己的门户就得啦，点帮到我光大我门户呢？但是吕不韦话，你有所不知啦，我的门户啊要光大就完全是依赖你的门户光大才得的。嗱，呢啲嘅说话呢位聪明嘅子楚好快呢就了解佢嘅含义，於是啊就拉吕不韦坐到佢身边，大家密密斟啦。咁吕不韦嘅大计系点呢？佢首先呢就赠送咗500金俾子楚，叫佢啊去结交一啲诸侯宾客嚟到提高自己地位，壮大自己声势，又用500金买啲好稀奇珍贵嘅物品，通过华阳夫人的姐姐送给华阳夫人，并且游说华阳夫人立子楚做嫡子，将来继承皇位。华阳夫人好高兴，还向安国君请求将子楚立为继承人。安国君都同意噃。咁於是还同华阳夫人刻一个玉符，约定立子楚为嫡子啦。又送子楚好多厚礼，并且命令吕不韦担任子楚嘅师傅。咁子楚之后呢就得到安国君以及华阳夫人嘅宠爱。吕不韦有一个姬妾叫做邯郸姬，佢貌美，佢识歌舞，而同时呢是啱啱有咗新孕嘅。咁但係吕不韦就将呢个怀咗孕嘅姬妾送俾子楚。就喺秦昭王48年正月生咗呢个仔出嚟，就叫做整。 即是后来的秦始皇，而子楚亦都立了邯郸姬为夫人。过了没耐，就在秦始皇五十年，即是公元前257年，秦国派遣王毅攻打赵国，围困住国都邯郸。赵国呢就以杀子楚来到威胁。子楚和吕不韦商量呢，之后他们以600金贿赂看守子楚的官吏，子楚才得以逃离赵国，进入去秦军，最后回到去秦国的。赵国又想杀了子楚的夫人和他的仔正啊，不过子楚夫人本来就是赵国的豪门大户的女子来的，所以呢这个豪门大户就将她呢藏匿起上来，他们才得以脱险。到了秦始皇五十六年，即是公元前251年，秦始皇去世，安国君就被立为王，就即是孝文王。华阳夫人就被立为皇后啦，子楚就成为太子。而赵国呢这个时候也都将子楚夫人以及他的仔阿正送回去秦国的。好啦，子楚终于是成为太子啦，吕不韦的大计都可以说是成功了一大半啦。咁跟住发展落去又是怎样呢？我哋所讲话一字千金啊，咁究竟系点样出现嘅呢？下一集我会同大家再详细咁去倾噶啦。好多谢各位收听今日嘅文化360，下次再会啦。
赞好、分享、留言，即刻紧贴 SBS 电台广东话节目嘅 Facebook 专页啦。
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.